Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Best morning show on the radio. That's why you guys are still around and the competition's going.
The Rise Guys Morning Show rules.
I was going to hit you with it at some point.
Nice.
Might as well be now, right? I wouldn't think anything of you, you know, if you get a little turned on during the song.
A little toe tapper.
Last Christmas, I give you my part.
Oh.
Very nah, nah. You told me.
Special. Now's not the time to get into relationships.
No.
Right?
No.
It's that the dark period. I forget what it's called, but it's like right after Thanksgiving until February 15th.
Yeah, there's a cutoff to, well, even if you got into one now, you still got to buy a gift.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, but that doesn't matter.
You'd be a prick if you didn't get one, you know?
What's on your coffee cup? Oh, God bless America. God.
It's random. It wasn't a thought I just grabbed.
Yeah, oh, man.
Ask that boy.
I thought it was going to be the same thing that was on a burrito last week, but no.
What was that?
A certain saying. Oh, it's a little picture on there. Yeah, there you go.
You use a community coffee mug? I would never.
It's clean.
I swiped somebody's who had a nice Cracker Barrel mug, and I don't know
old
who it
logo
was.
Or new logo?
It wasn't. Who's the guy? Virgil? Was that his name?
Herschel.
Herschel. Not Herschel Walker.
I used to bring so many in there that I don't have disposable mugs.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, nobody's getting this one back. It was nice, like the old Hardee's Rise and Shine mugs.
The Wicked Coffee mug that I have at home, I will keep at home.
You know, we should do a mug drive the way people do all these different drives. You know, we participated with the toy drive last week for Leo Santa.
Oh, did you see the picture of the sorting facility? Rob posted callrob.com.
Mm-mm.
And the long receipts of the shopping trip.
Oh, I did see that. Yeah. I saw the receipts. Yeah, they got a brand new...
packing that sucker up.
A brand new location because they had to get a bigger space.
Look at that. Kids, man, you're getting hooked up for Christmas.
I finally come around and saying the word space instead of buildings now. It's kind of applicable, and I just kind of resisted it because it was too, like,
space,
more corporate America.
Says a lot about you.
Into a nicer space.
You know, evolving with the times.
I like
yeah,
it.
Yeah, but it just sounds like I won't come around on partner. Like,
yeah, that one's confusing
what, like,
still.
Relationship or business?
Exactly. It should be like.
My partner and
that's my girlfriend or that's my wife. You know,
we don't want to conform to all terms and then look like a simp.
Right.
Well, I'd think less of.
I'm never going to blast off an email.
And I agree with you on that because I wouldn't partner with my husband on any business deal.
Yeah, that's some family money.
You don't want to do them. That because who's the boss in that situation?
Mona.
He's like, oh, here, take some more money.
Did you find Mona on Who's the Boss Attractive Fat Boy? I did as a young boy. I don't know why.
Kind of like in a mysterious, bitchy type of way.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I'll teach her a lesson.
Not like on the surface hot, but, you know, kind of like as a dom.
More than Angela. Okay.
Jesus.
Tomorrow we're going to talk about the women of Mr. Belvedere, but right now.
We can't wait.
This is pretty... pretty important right here. Truth and Consequences. Today's one of the mornings where the drama is sitting in that crock pot. It's been cooking all day, and the lid's about to blow off, I think. We got a lady here. She wants to be anonymous, so that's what we decided to call her, is Anonymous. And let me say right now, good morning and Merry Christmas, Anonymous.
Aw.
Hi, yeah, good morning. Merry Christmas, Natman.
Merry Christmas. You sound very nervous.
Oh, yeah, no, I am. I don't want no problems at work, but, you know, people at my job are messier than a Waffle House bathroom.
Oh,
I don't know if
that's pretty messy, some of them.
They get a bad rap, though, man. The food is awesome. You don't always see fights there or whatever. No. And but let's get to this, though. Anonymous, tell us, we've kind of, you know, if you've been listening, we've kind of said, hey, you know, you gave out of charity for this thing, and just... tell us from the beginning what happened.
Okay, so my work, and I'm not naming it because I got to keep my checks coming in, right. But they did a coat drive, you know, supposed to be for the homeless, underprivileged folks, all that good stuff. They hyped it up, made it a big event, you know.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we know about the all hands on deck events, you know.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Teamwork makes the dream work.
Oh, yeah. They had everybody calling each other teammates now, like we're on some damn softball squad or something. I'm not somebody's teammate. Let me just say that. I work for my kids. You know what I mean?
Right. Resist the corporation.
Yeah, I told them I'm not saying teammate. I work so that my kids can eat. It's not a game to me.
Look at that. You're like Mom of the Year right here.
I like that.
Don't even count the votes. It's all you.
It ain't no, it ain't no game. That's true.
Fat boy being sweet.
That's shocking.
New and improved FB.
Yeah. So.
But anyways, so they asked us to donate our winter coats, right? And actually stepped up, and I went through my house, and I decided we should give away my daughter's cherry red North Face puffer jacket, and it was a real one, not the fake outlet crap. I'm talking hundreds of dollars. Okay,
that's right. It's a nice donation.
Yeah, you know, and I wanted to do something good. I thought I was going to help somebody who needed it, right? So anyway, so the coat drive happened. I donate. Everybody's clapping like seals. You know, look at us. Yay, we did it.
Uh-huh. Group picture time.
Yes. Hold up a t-shirt. Yes.
Everybody pile in.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, and then later that weekend, I'm scrolling on TikTok. I'm just hanging out on my couch, minding my business, and boom. There it is.
Oh, good song.
Womp. There it is. What'd you see?
My coworker's daughter wearing the jacket. My daughter's jacket. The cherry red North Face, the same stitching, the same shine, the whole same freaking coat.
And you're absolutely sure that it was the one you donated?
Yes, Mama. Yes, I know that jacket like I know my kid's voice. You know, it's hers. And guess who was running that coat drive? The same coworker.
Oh. So the assumption is that she took the donation pile and helped herself, or, you know, maybe.
Yes.
Oh, you know, okay. Yeah.
Yes, yes. I highly doubt that she gave that coat to a homeless person. No, she went through that junk and she gave my coat to her kid. And I think that is stealing from charity, and it's super freaking trashy.
I mean, it really is. Plus, it's bad karma, too.
Yeah.
This time
of
year, it's going to come around.
So, what do you want to do? I mean, you obviously don't want the jacket back or anything. I don't know. Maybe you do. What do you want to do?
I want her to know. I want to tell her that I saw what she did, and I just want her to know. I don't want to tell anybody at work. I'm not trying to get her fired, but I need to tell her, and she needs to hear it from me. But my only thing is, like, please, like, pretty please, like, do not say my real name on air. I'm not trying to get anyone in trouble. I just can't let this go.
Okay. Anyway, we won't say your name or where you work or anything. Now, she does know. Now, here's the thing. She does know she's coming on the radio. She doesn't know what station, though. In fact, Fat Boy did tell a very small white lie and said that we're in Virginia to, like, really throw her off. But she knows somebody wants to tell her something. But she just doesn't know who it is or exactly what, you know, what it's about.
Okay, good. Sounds good. Keep it that way.
Okay. Wow. Okay. Very good.
He's good.
All right. Hold on. Hold on for us, Anonymous. You know, she's got her name on her caller ID there. I almost called her by her real name.
It's tricky not to look at it and kind of.
That would have been a major fox pox by me.
She said keep it that way.
Good.
She sounds like she could be easily triggered.
Well, so many texts are saying the same thing. All North Face jackets look exactly the same. They all have, you know, the. And there's only so many colors available.
We're talking about the ones with, like, the fuzzy hood, right? Like, it's got the lining around the front.
There's many of them. Puffer. There's one with just a collar.
Puffer that.
I'm the least fashionable person you'll ever meet.
Okay.
I don't know any of this stuff.
No, I know some nudists that are way worse.
Oh, this time of year?
Oof.
No.
Bold.
Yeah. If you're staying indoors. But then they're, I don't want to go off on that whole tangent.
Maybe the story's just completely innocent.
Or maybe this is, I mean, look, we're all fools to say things like that don't happen, you know.
I hope she's sure, because you got to be sure. She thinks she is, so.
Yeah. Yeah, golly bum. Okay. What we're going to do is we're going to take a break. This, I get so nervous about these things because just from the point of view that the other lady is, she's going to be on hold.
Walking into it. And we know it.
Can we let her hear Christmas music while she's on hold?
All right, I can switch it to whatever. You want to play some Wham? I can give her some Wham. Last Christmas.
Over and over again. Last Christmas.
Make her ready to yell.
Don't put on any M. Carey.
Did Craven Mellon do a Christmas album? I could put that on for her. Keep the street going.
I don't remember they did.
I don't remember.
They did. They did that one tour on ice, and that was that was crazy. But drugs will get you, man. They really will. All right, we will make this all happen. They're not drug users. Let me say right now that Craven Mellon did not use drugs. All right, good morning, everyone.
This is the Rise Guys.
I love the Rise Guys.
They're funnier than anyone else on the radio.
Yeah, the Rise Guys are great.
They're crazy.
You're listening to the Rise Guys.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed-sponsored jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed-sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Morning show.
All right. I don't know if you heard the breaking news, but we're back.
Well, we're back.
And this is Jacket War.
Oh, I like that because that could be a future bit.
Jacket War. No, yours would involve.
Paige would have to judge it. We tried to do this before years ago.
No, that was.
Oh my God!
Something similar.
That was what they had a cool name. The name itself was like way better than the bit.
It was like. Yeah, the bit got shot down, which it should have.
Had a derivative of Glory Hole in the reference thing, and it was going to see if someone who worked here in the building would be able to recognize us by. The other side of the wall, just by we're gonna have a big piece of paneling in here and stand behind it.
Or you could guess who it was. Like, could you match the person?
Right, and it was gonna be a fun little thing. And then management's like, no,
I don't like it.
Not a good thing.
No,
I don't like it because you didn't invite me to participate. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Well, one too.
God.
Well, it wasn't equal. Like, Paige didn't have anything to shove into the hole.
True. No, thank God.
She didn't have anything to put up.
She had to get two big holes.
Yeah. I don't have appendages, so to speak.
Bull crap.
Oh, Lord. Tough room.
So Jacket War, our the caller we spoke with, Anonymous, she believes that her coworker stole that North Face jacket that she donated to a coat drive at work and then gave it to her own daughter. So, I'm nervous. Anonymous, you ready?
Yep, let's do it.
Okay. Don't say anything until we patch her through. She's on hold. She can't hear us. I don't know if you heard this earlier or not. We told her we're a radio show in Virginia to kind of throw her off, and she's only listening to Last Christmas by Wham over and over again. So she knows she's on here for somebody to tell her something, and Fat Boy, you point to me right when I should say her name, right when she's brought up. Good morning, Elena.
Morning. Look, morning. I already know what this is about. Donna told me somebody was trying to call me out on 93.3 today.
Oh, dang.
Who did? Who told you that?
Donna?
Okay. Damn you, Donna. You ruined this. So you knew why you were coming on, and so this is no surprise at all.
I was trying to let y'all have your little radio moment, but let's just rip off the Band-Aid. This is about a jacket, right? Crystal donated it.
What? Oh my God, you did not just say my name, Elena. What the hell, dude? Like, I wanted to keep this anonymous.
Oh, this is about to pop off.
Wow.
I gotta get close to the door.
Please, please. Oh, half the office knows you've been talking about this. Donna, you were running your mouth like always.
Donna, I'm going to, oh my God, I swear to God, I'm going to go straight to her cubicle tomorrow and let her know that I do not appreciate her talking about this, but like, dude, Elena, like, why did you steal that jacket? Like, you took my daughter out of charities, her coat, and you gave it to your daughter. Like, that's super messed up, Elena. Like, why would you do that?
Baby, calm down. Nobody stole anything.
Dude, I saw the TikTok. I saw your kid was wearing my coat.
No, she wasn't. Your donated coat looked like a bottle of cough syrup, dark red. My daughter's jacket is bright cherry candy red, different color, different size,
dude,
different
no.
everything.
Elena, Elena, you have got to stop lying.
No.
That it was my jacket.
Your coat, the one you donated, had that ink stain in the pocket from the pen that busted, and it smelled like cigarettes and whore perfume. My kid don't wear that.
Oh
my God.
Wow.
Did you just call my daughter a whore? Did you just call my daughter a whore? I'm gonna.
Whoever's jacket smelled like one.
All right.
Whoever's jacket smelled like one.
Let's not call kids whores.
That's not nice.
Let's not do that. Now, God, we're. Oh, man. Okay.
There's a lot to sort through.
There is a lot to sort through. So, God bless. Crystal, you're saying. Oh, I said your name. Well, she already said your name.
Said
your name's out now.
I'm so fucking mad right now.
Oh,
like,
oh,
wow.
Girls.
I knew it. 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 I knew it.
Everybody, hang on just a second.
She's so blanking mad right now, she said. But she didn't say blanking, Paige.
I heard it. Fat boy, I'm glad you're on it.
You said it a minute ago. Let me get close to that dump button.
Yeah, prepared for this one because I knew somebody was going to get, somebody was like close to the edge.
Well, she did call her daughter a whore. And,
yeah,
or said she smelled like one.
That's not nice.
I don't know which one's worse, actually.
Smelling like one or being one?
Yeah. Ugh.
I mean,
jury's out.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Which one's more offensive?
We'll do that at the top of the hour. What's worse? All right, and if, when you
being
bring them
smelly.
Up, are you bringing them both back up?
What do you want to do? I can do it either way.
If she...
Because I feel like if we do
she,
it...
She called her daughter, or said her daughter smelled like a whore, so that she said the F word. We had to take her off the air. They're both still on hold, so I say, like, they can both hear me now. So when we come back on, do not... We're waiting for the ramp. I mean, it's live radio. We're waiting for the 8-second delay to kick in, and then we bring you back on. Don't cuss no more.
Don't do it. It takes it. We're good now, but it
okay.
takes a second.
Okay. Right. So, Crystal.
Here we go.
Let's not talk about the kid anymore or whatever. You are saying that she's a liar.
Yes, she is obviously a liar.
Okay. Elena, are you still there?
I'm still here.
All right,
but
don't
she's
cuss,
a liar.
Please.
Yeah, okay, fine.
Right, yeah.
She's the liar.
Okay.
Her coat was 2XL. My daughter wears a large. I bought her a new jacket from Dillard's at Hayward Mall last Wednesday. I got the receipt.
Nice.
I was saving it for Christmas, but it got cold, so she wore it early.
Oh, that is just so convenient, isn't it, Elena? You just magically bought the same exact jacket that I just gave away.
Yes, I did, and I got the receipt. I'll text it, I'll email it, I'll drive it over and smack you in the face with
okay.
it.
Okay.
Oh,
okay, all right, sure, okay. I have two words for you, Elena. Copy your paper.
Oh, say it again. I will pull up on
we
you
all
today.
Know you're
I'm from Old West Greenville. I will rock you tonight. I will rock you right there in the parking lot.
No.
Yes, you're a thief and a fighter. We all know who you are.
Oh, West
and you Greenville. Are a grown woman stalking my daughter's TikTok? Why are you creeping? Explain that.
I wasn't creeping. It popped up on my For You page, and you look guilty, and you know it.
All right. Elena, would you text Crystal the receipt so this can be, you know, you can put,
yeah,
you both got to work.
Send me the receipt. Let's see it.
No. Let's end this right. Crystal's number is 86.
No, No. Is that the same one that cussed? Or which one cussed and which one tried to give out the phone number?
I don't remember which one cussed.
Okay. Elena, you can't give out the phone number.
Well, she's not there.
Okay.
Dang it. Maybe she just hung up.
Crystal?
Yes.
Okay. She hung up. She or Fat Boy hung up on her or something. She tried to give out your phone number.
Yeah, I could. Yeah, she.
Yeah, I started hollering because I heard she was talking my phone number. So yeah. I was trying to talk over her so that she couldn't. No one could hear it.
You're fine. You're fine.
Oh my God, I'm so mad right now.
Yes, I understand. I understand. What she?
Like old West Greenville. I mean, it's pretty serious.
Old West Greenville, you know.
Is that an old, like,
bro? Yeah, not like West. Well, maybe West Greenville now. I don't know. I don't want to talk smack, but, like, you know, old West Greenville, God bless. I mean, you didn't mess with that at all.
Well, you either fought or you slung, you slung it.
Okay.
Tulip rings.
You know, I had the eyebrow piercing. I didn't have lip rings, but let it last two of them.
Oh.
Okay. So, man, oh man!
All this over a jacket, essentially.
Yeah, but kinda it's silly. But you look, put yourself in that. Like, your kid. You know, I don't know if you said, "Hey, do you still wear that jacket or not?" But like, your kid donated it, and then you see another. It is awful strange that a similar jacket was exchanged the same freaking week. I'll give you that, Crystal. Or well, it's already out now. Yeah, Crystal.
Yeah. Plus, there's got
to. Yeah, no, it's okay.
There's got to be more of a deep seated issue because I feel like if you'd have donated it and somebody else would have got it, you'd be like, okay, you know, it's a donation, whatever.
Right.
But maybe you guys had issues before.
Oh yeah. Do you have friction with Elena?
Yeah, we definitely don't get along, and we all know that she steals copy paper out of the office every single week for her kids, for her stuff. Yeah, like, we all know she's a thief. I don't know why they put her in charge of the coat drive, because they knew she was a thief.
She might have came up with
it. And here we are.
Oh, my gosh.
She might have came up with the coat drive.
I mean, isn't that like a perk of the job?
You get a ream of paper. Rob turned Elio Santa to steal toys.
He did not.
I knew it.
Yeah, he sells toys on the black market. He really does. I bought a Turbo Man from him last year.
My
Crystal,
God.
I hope that, you know who really is? Boy, here's another text right here. Both these women should go whip Donna's ass.
Oh, yeah. And think about that.
Donna's the one who messed it up. Crystal, she's the one who told her you were doing this. So Donna is not to be trusted. Yeah. Remember that.
No, I'm moving Donna's ass first. She's getting it too. Don't worry.
Okay. Wonderful. All right, hold on, Crystal.
Donna's an instigator.
Donna is the one who's like, look, I know something, but I got to tell you. She's going to call you tomorrow morning. But then.
She's probably going to keep it going now.
She worked us because she knew it was us, but then pretended that she didn't.
She's going to remind her of the daughter comment. You know, well, she's going to stoke the fire a little bit.
Again, a lot of people, feel free to call. We'll do the reactionary segment now. Feel free to call in 1-800-774-0093. You can also text in 1-800-774-0093. You can also dial that number and think positive thoughts. It won't do anything, but if you want to be on the radio, call or text that. But several people are saying right now, if you donate to charity out of your heart, no matter what happens to it, from there, you will get your blessing for it. I get what they mean by that, but still, out of sight, out of mind.
I mean, I work for a charity, and I remember I sold a Chanel wallet for $5, and they got very angry with me because I did that, because they could have sold it on eBay and made a lot more money. And I said, when somebody donates something, it doesn't have a value until it's sold. So at this point,
tell that to the IRS.
The value of it is more than giving it to somebody who needed it. And that's what a charity is all about.
Well, next time you work at one of those places, give me a heads up.
Yeah.
No, but I mean...
My daughter wants a Louis Vuitton purse.
I gave it to somebody who was going through a really hard time, and it made her day. And I thought that's what...
I bet it did.
That's what... But it wasn't.
It made her day because she sold it on eBay for $100.
Tap, type, and text your message to TRG at 800-774-0093 on the TLC Motors text line.
A wonderful way of communicating.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Oh, here we go. Now, I've been smart to screenshot text as they fly in here.
Mm-hmm.
This little markup tool.
This person signed their entire name, including a nickname and their city, which I think is nice. The text says, Elena didn't even flinch. Crystal tried to bark and Elena already had her leash out. That comes from Becky Big Latch Lawson in Simpsonville. I don't know. Big Latch.
Are you a bodybuilder? Like, what's a?
I know, like Becky Big Latch Lawson. I wanna look her up on. Well,
did she rip a phone book in half? A phone book used to be a book with a.
Yeah, that's numbers. Why they quit doing the power team. It's because they don't have hot water bottles or phone books anymore. No one needs them. It's like the Compass Company. They went out of business. Nobody needs no compass no more.
You really don't.
I need a dictionary, clearly.
All right. Yeah, you do.
Let's go to the phones, 1-800-774-0093. Let's talk to... Oh, there's Stumpy. Hey, Stumpy.
Good morning.
How it is?
Yeah.
Well, I just wanted to call and say if she's that worried about over one jacket, we have a donation box. I'll bring her some jackets if she's that worried about it.
Well, yeah, she thought that it was the one that her kid donated, you know.
Yeah, I know, but it just that why didn't she just go straight to her? I mean, not because it's going to be a bigger mess now than it would have been if she just went straight to her at work.
Well, and then we wouldn't have had a good hour of radio there, Stump.
I know that, but yeah. I'm just saying.
Yeah. I mean, most people, but, you know, in doing it at work, then it could, you know, I mean, this will obviously lead into work when they get there.
It's going to bleed over.
A little vetting.
Right, exactly.
If you will.
So it's going to be a mess either way, but it was radio gold other than the F-bomb.
Yeah, those listening live always enjoy that, though. They enjoy it. It's fun to people that are, you know, they hear those occasional, you know, when somebody says a bad word on the live stream or whatever. People love it. Oh, my God, I heard it. That's so cool.
Yeah, there's only one person that don't like it, but for the most part, everybody else
loves
it.
There's a few people that get upset about us.
Well, that person says some words I don't think are pretty appropriate anymore either. All right.
Stumpy, you ever got to keep people out of these boxes? Because you know they go through.
Yes, we do. Yes, they finally had to put cameras up because they kept cutting the fence and breaking in.
Breaking into the dump.
That's desperation now.
Wow.
I'm serious. Yeah, I mean, it's crazy, but as soon as we put the cameras up, it stopped.
And what would be taking? Just metal, usually?
Metal, batteries, anything of value. Hmm. It didn't even have to be a value. It's just like they thought it was. Don't know.
Yeah.
Whatever they thought they could sell.
Yeah.
I guess.
Exactly. I know. I'll be going down the road and I'll see a buggy full of like an umbrella and maybe like a can of gas and just all these odd objects.
Somebody went diving.
I'm like, somebody is out in them woods right there taking a dump. I'm sure. Well, park their car here on the side of the sidewalk, essentially.
It may be their hotel room, basically. Right.
Yeah.
That buggy.
I passed one of the buggies on the sidewalk at a certain restaurant right off Rutherford Road, and I could afford some of that stuff that was... I just seen a couple days prior.
Oh,
it looks familiar. Like, hey, I saw that already.
Yeah.
Restaurant on Rutherford Road. Where are you at, Maurice's?
No.
Oh, okay.
It's like Donald Duck, except it's Mick.
Oh, you got cut off. I don't know what happened there. But
sorry, buddy.
How dare you?
Damn it.
How dare you?
He
said Bojangles is what he said. I thought.
He's got wobbly fingers.
He said Bojangles.
Dude, I donated to one of these boxes, the newer ones, the closed donations.
Uh-huh.
They've got turnstiles in them. So you can't just drop the donation in. You got to crank the little handle when you put it in there.
Really?
So nobody can get in there because you'll get all kind of wrenched up in there.
But what are those? Because, you know, sometimes you'll see those. They don't even have a charity written on them. They'll just be those containers out in the parking lot, and it'll say, donate clothes here.
Yeah, where does that go? Because people will not donate to it because there's no brand.
Yeah. I thought that
or they'll take dumps.
Clothing box that you see to donate clothes went overseas.
Oh, it's like going to China?
Haiti. Haiti gets a bunch of clothes from America, which, you know, yesterday's fashions. They probably need it, yeah.
Plus, are we arming Barbecue for the takeover? Or is that just, he's not getting all these weapons on his own?
Yeah, well.
We can't be clothing the militia, too.
Making this political now.
As soon as you say Haiti, it's going to pop up.
I mean, we're just, you know, we do that thing we do where we help the people overthrow their governments.
Look, I assume that these clothes stay local. Plus, I also assume if somebody's breaking into it, they need it.
Not necessarily, though.
They don't need metal.
Yeah, they
don't. Why do you like purely clothes?
Batteries.
Just clothes.
There's people who are trash archaeologists. They will go and, you know, like the dude we know, the guy that finds all the cool stuff that goes in dumpster dives. Now, I couldn't do it. I'm too much of a puss.
Oh, yeah,
although, when I was a kid, I went and when I found out that aluminum cans had monetary value, and that they were all over the streets of Pomell.
He collected them for the school.
I started adopting highways, but only for financial gain. And I was pissed because we lived beside Crestview Apartments, which were government apartments. and they drink a lot of Schlitz malt liquor.
Nice.
Well, I would take those cans as well. Mm-hmm. They were not aluminum.
What Probably were not. They?
They were steel.
Oh, damn.
They were not aluminum. They were not made out of aluminum.
They couldn't recycle
I was pissed.
That?
No, I didn't get nothing for them. I was pissed.
Plus, don't you have to squash the cans down and it's like, what, 5 cents a pound or whatever?
It was, well, this was in the 80s, so it was probably like a penny. I mean, it was nothing, but it was like, I was just looking at it like, well, this is free money laying around. And I'm making my community prettier.
Look at that.
We're moving. Oh, look. Look who it is. It's it's that Christmas angel we all know and love. It's Edith in Chattanooga.
Oh.
Hey, y'all.
What's up?
How's it going, Edith?
Oh, it's going wonderful. I had my eyes open this morning, so the good Lord's leaving me here for another day.
Amen.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
Yep. And about that coat, she donated it. It doesn't matter who got it. The lady could have given money for it.
True.
She don't know that. She's jumping to conclusions that she just took it out of the bin and gave it to her daughter. She's got to stop and think. She was willing to donate it. So it doesn't matter who gets it.
Right.
But her being upset about it is going to come back 10 times fold on her, and she don't want that.
You know, isn't it strange how some people, like, even if it's not a faith-based thing, like, some people don't believe in karma. Like, they don't believe in it. They think, I'll just do all this hoopla, and it won't ever come back on me. And it always does.
Mm-hmm. It always does. She's my best friend.
Hoopla?
Hey.
No, karma.
Oh, yeah.
Karma.
I bought that.
Oh.
Hopefully good karma.
Not the one from Boy George in Culture Club, right?
Oh, no.
Karma Chameleon.
I kind of like him, too.
You know, the other thing to this is this a monetary drive, too? That's the other part. Like, how is that going to work out? She'd be taking some money, too. We don't know.
That's true.
It's
but if she's doing wrong, then it's going to come back on her. And the other lady needs to let it go.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. It could have been anybody on the street could have gotten her daughter's coat. Anybody could have. I understand that it was donated in good faith from her daughter.
Right.
You have such a warm heart.
And an incredible echo.
Oh.
That's very sweet. Edith, if I don't see you, happy Thanksgiving next year.
Yeah. Merry Christmas.
I didn't get to tell you this year.
Happy holidays.
Well, happy Thanksgiving.
I didn't get to tell you. Yes. Happy belated birthday. Your birthday is the day after mine.
Well, happy belated to you, too.
Aw.
Paige had one back in April.
Yeah,
I'll have another one.
Fat Boy in March and many others. Our Nation in July.
Okay. We're all pretty close in birthdays.
That's right. All right, well, Edith.
Yes, we are.
Past tense for eating. I love you, Edith. Hey, you have a great morning. All right, bye-bye. Edith.
Sweet lady.
Yes. Her husband, his name was Drinketh.
We don't think about this with the local ones. Thank God we don't have to. But when you donate to these more known entities, look, there are a lot of them that get, you know, caught for misappropriating funds.
Yep.
Don't you always wonder about that? Like, where's this really going? Somebody's going to skim it. It's just going to skim off the top.
It's like Edith said, it's like, I don't know if Stumpy said it or not, but it's like once you give it, you've released it. Like it's what happens to it from then on is on the receiver. You've given it in good faith and will. But you don't give to reap benefits, though. See, that's the one thing I always had a problem with the stuff in church with. It's like the more good I do on earth, the bigger my castle or my, what was it? It was my house, my mansion in heaven will be bigger and I have more gold and all this stuff. And I'm like, I don't know that that's the mindset for it. But, you know, everybody has their reasons wanting to get there. You know, there's no gold in hell. It would all melt. Mm. It would all melt. So
it's like, you know, can't like certain charities ask for just certain things. I have one that will email me every so often, hey, do you want to donate to the food fund so it can feed the underserved or whatever? And I'm like, I'll bring you a turkey if you like. I will like bring it to your kitchen. And
they don't want that. No. They won't. Well, a lot of times those start with they're based around maybe existing restaurants, and then you know, they would say, okay, then this money we will get and we will buy catering from this existing restaurant.
Oh.
And then that existing restaurant will perhaps say, well, we'll do it 50% cheaper, so we'll get a little tax write-off. So everybody getting tax write-off. Everybody's getting tax write-offs. It's crazy. Paige?
Yeah.
I like your jacket today as well. Keep it away from that lady. She might take it.
Okay.
What are you working on the Plex?
Michael Kors. One of the highest...
I knew it.
One of the highest grossing Christmas movies of all times is inspiring a TikTok trend. I'll tell you all about that next in your Rise Guys headlines.
Wearing stolen jackets.
Ooh.
Yeah, I know what the hell FYP was.
What is that?
She said for you, Paige.
For you, Paige. It's for you, Paige.
Wake up! This is the Rise Guys morning show.
I just like when they bicker back and forth. That's a trip. I love to hear them argue.
The Rise Guys.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.